Paris, City of Love, but for LGBTQ plus youth, AUP students share their thoughts on Paris's treatment of its LGBTQ plus community by Farah Aridu. Le Marais, known for its iconic rainbow color crosswalks, has been popularized as not just any, but the space for the LGBTQ plus community. For many students, like Andrea, a concept such as this would be unheard of in her hometown.
Compared to where I'm from, it's a very Catholic community, and so people aren't allowed to be as open as one could wish. So it's really hard to like be open about your sexuality or like hanging out with people and, you know, like just expressing yourself because you have this societal pressure of trying to be very conservative. So I definitely do see the difference in Paris just by like walking around. Or I have two friends. One is lesbian and the other one's gay. And my friend, one of them's both of them are still in the closet. They haven't come out yet. And one of them has my friend has a girlfriend, and they are really scared to come out because my friend's mom, well, her parents, like, if they ever found out about them, they'd, like, literally send her to, like, treatment and, like, shock therapy.
For others like Ari and Gideon, the existence of Le Marais is no shock to them, having come from areas that are, if not more, accepting of different sexualities. Ari explains.
I mean, I, like, live close to the Bay Area. Like, I go there all the time, so I'm very used to, like, the type of acceptance that I feel now in Paris.
As for Gideon, it's not that Paris is not accepting of all sexualities, for he has not witnessed any type of discrimination. But compared to his hometown, the acceptance is less obvious. In addition, he feels, besides the rainbow crosswalks, Le Marais would look like any other quartier to me. Gideon's observations reveal how hard it can be to see how the area serves its LGBTQ plus inhabitants when statements like rainbow crosswalks become less of a symbol of inclusion and more of a tourist attraction. In this way, tourism has made Le Marais like any other famous Parisian quartier, subverting any attempts at cultivating an authentic LGBTQ plus space. Gemini agrees that tourism has affected Le Marais. They explain,
I think it's a cute area. It's rainbows and the LGBTQ center is there. And personally, though, as an expat, I don't really feel a connection to that area. I feel like if I really needed to go somewhere, I could go there. But I don't know if that really is the home of the queer community. There are a lot of gay bars and gay clubs around that area, and they're great, but they also don't really, I mean, they harbor a lot of queer communities, but at the same time, they're also kind of a place that people go to kind of for tourism. It's like kind of a touristic, I don't know if that's a word, touristic kind of queer space as well, since it's so marketed that way, with the rainbow boardwalks and like boardwalk streets. And yeah, so it's kind of this weird mix of like feeling seen, but also struggling with like, is it really feeling seen or is it just kind of like marketed that way? At least that's my perspective. I'm a little bitter.
It is easy to think when looking at Le Marais that the work towards inclusion has already been done. But this only feeds into the illusion Gemini describes.
I will say there's a huge discrepancy between also like gay bars for men and for like masculine presenting people, and gay bars for lesbians and feminine presenting people, or not even feminism presenting people, like even butch lesbians, of course. So like the lesbian gay bars, there's definitely way more male gay bars than there are lesbian gay bars, because I mean, lesbian, gay, like same word, but yeah, there's a huge discrepancy. There's I think only a few lesbian bars in the city, which is really disappointing for me. or just a space where like gay feminine people can congregate. So yeah, and not that like, it's weird because while those communities have historically been kind of separated because of gender, at the same time, like, those places also are open to everyone. It's just that, like, historically, it's a space that was created for that, you know, for, like, gay men specifically. And there are some clubs where it's a lot more of a vibe of, like, this is where you go if you're a gay man and to meet other gay men. And then there are clubs where it's, like, this is where you go as a queer person. And then, like, the lesbian bars are, like, non-existent.
Gemini goes on to mention their own struggles towards being seen, stating,
there are emerging gender-neutral pronouns in the French language, but it's not widely known about or used so much as they, them is in the United States. And it's kind of ambiguous. It's like, it's EL, which is kind of like IEL. IEL. But generally I ask French language users to use masculine pronouns instead of feminine pronouns for me, because there is a lot of kind of pushback in the French language with people using gender neutral terms that they don't even know about. And it's really only known and used in the queer communities in France.
In other aspects of self-expression, students described Paris as being conservative. Amy realized,
I think since I've come to France, I've noticed that people tend to keep their self-expressions of their sexuality more to themselves. I think people tend to conform more in Paris than they do in the U.S.
Obviously, the way you dress does not define your sexuality. However, there is an importance in being able to express your sexual identity, just like any other part of your identity, in a healthy and meaningful way. So the question then becomes, is Paris too conservative? Ryan believes that Paris has certain areas where it is harder to find people expressing their sexuality so openly.
In London, out of everywhere I've ever been or lived, I feel like London was probably the place I noticed people dressed. They express themselves with their clothing for their sexuality. I feel like London was like the first place I noticed that they did it the most. Paris follows right after. I feel like they do it quite often here. It's not as obvious here. I feel like you need to go into like the Marais or Eastern Paris really to see that. But I first felt more comfortable to dress according to my own sexuality. I didn't really feel as comfortable when I lived in the Southern United States, but I would say the environment in these two European cities allows for people to express themselves through their clothing without feeling like they're being judged by other people.
The expression, while not as overt compared to other cities, the existence of it is still there. On the contrary, the lack of overtness could be a sign that Paris has a long way to go in terms of LGBTQ+ acceptance. Adeze has spoken to friends.
I think it's very surprising, honestly, because you would have thought with the openness of the culture, that it would not be such an issue. But I've heard from friends saying that it's just that one issue that people pretend to be open about, but they're not. Mm. Which I find very paradoxical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess. I mean, the French people are always open about sexuality, like sex in general, but when it comes to like multiple sexualities and how people identify as, that's a roadblock. So it's like they're picking and choosing, I guess. Mm-hmm. And not to, I mean, it's what it seems to me. I'm not making an overall judgment, but it's what I've heard from people and what they say. These are French people as well.
It's also important to know, as Adeze stated later on in our interview,
and I feel like it should not be a weapon of class, because the Marais is one of the most expensive neighborhoods in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also the most fashionable. And then the fact that people use that and be like, oh, that's the gay neighborhood. And it's like, okay, so only the middle class and the rich have the right to identify as that. What about the poor people?
Mm-hmm.
Are they supposed to be in hiding, or are they supposed to be ignored? So yeah, it's very interesting how class comes and like comes to divide sexuality in a place like this.
Mm-hmm. Le Marais is not only potentially limiting who has access to these LGBTQ plus friendly spaces, but also who within the community gets to be represented and seen by not only other Parisians, but the outside world. Despite this reality, its existence says that there are efforts being made. Fortunately, Paris is a city of expatriates like myself and others at AUP. People like Gemini or Ari bring with them from their hometowns a unique worldview that can contribute to the city's growing acceptance of the LGBTQ+ community.